Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have tuned in my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a jam-packed show for you guys today. If you're into cool movies, we have the production team behind the new movie, Say a Little Prayer, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs again. If you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like the music we're going to be playing, let us know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And if you like to see the in-studio guest photos, such as our guests of the hour from the new movie Say a Little Prayer, go to our Facebook page over on Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, you can. That's at Tyrone Tan, T-Y-R-O-N-E, T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, on formerly known as Twitter, which is X. And then thanks to the hacker there, at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads, at Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And if you really, really want to get a hold of me on Facebook, you could hit me up on Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right, so without further ado, normally at this point we'll bring in my guest co-host of the hour, but my guest co-host is actually working on a project. But so we want to try to get to the nitty-gritty. And so we just want to bring in our guests right away because there's so much we got to talk about. But really quick, I want to do a quick movie review, which we normally do with my guest co-host. So I'm just going to do a quick movie review. If anyone got to see, I did probably a quick one last time, but just in case, I'm going to do one, and now I'm trying to even recall if I did a review on this one, but the latest movie I got to see in the theaters, which was Captain America Brave New World, which is out there in theaters. It's been killing it over there at the box office, so I'm just doing a quick little review here before we bring on our guest of the hour again. So it's Captain America Brave New World, rated PG-13. Thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis. Sam Wilson, the new Captain America, finds himself in the middle of an international incident and must discover the motive behind a nefarious global plan. Directed by Julius Ona, and starring the awesome Anthony Mackie, Harrison Ford, Danny Ramirez, and a plethora of other talent in this movie. You got to check it out on the big screen. I actually enjoyed it. I love the Marvel films. I mean, some are better than others. This one is actually one of the better ones of some lately, but I did like it. I enjoyed it enough to watch it twice with some different friends. So I love the Marvel franchise in general, but this one I enjoyed. I wasn't sure what to expect when I got into it. If you just want a fun movie, a lot of action, I say check it out. Again, it's doing well over there in the box office. And I love Harrison Ford, and Anthony Mackie is a good guy. It's Captain America Brave New World, rated PG-13. I recommend checking it out if you can on IMAX or on the big screen. So that's my little quick little review over there. Again, so what we're going to be doing now is just bringing in our guests of the hour. They're in this new cool movie. Comedy, I would say, it's fun. I had an opportunity to meet some of these people at a previous premiere a while back called The Force Bait, I believe, and now they got this. They have a new team with this new movie called Say a Little Prayer, which is out on video on demand, Amazon Prime, and Apple TV. So we're just going to bring them in, and so you know, these are some cool peeps so far. I mean, and the person that is repping them, so to speak, is a dear friend of mine. We can say what's up to Jasmine Espada over there. But and I just want to bring them. I want to say they kind of remind me of royalty in a way. They're a cool group of people. I thought we'd bring them in traditional style and the nice chariot there, make them feel special. So what I'm going to do is open up the latch there, bring them in on the chariot of horses, and then make them feel special into the studio. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in first. We have one of the actresses and the stars of the movie, Alma Martinez, is going to be coming in, and then we also have one of the producers, Christina Nava, coming in, and then also the director, Patrick Perez, who's going to be coming in the studio. And we got a big chariot to make them feel special. So on the count of three, I'm going to press that button, whistle in all the horses, and bring them in. Here we go. One, two, three. Uh-oh. There they come. Into the studio. Coming down the street there. Waving to all the fans. Look at all that. They're throwing roses. Oh, look. They're throwing roses over. Oh. And throw some other stuff to Patrick. I don't know. I don't know if he's taken. I don't know. But they're stopping for some autographs and for some selfies. Oh, look at all that. I don't know who's taken, people. But here they come. Coming down into the studio. Oh, someone's stepping up off the chariot. First, we got Alma Martinez coming down, waving to everybody. Taking more selfies. There she is. Signing some autographs there. There she is. And then, here it comes. Coming down the steps as well. Christina Nava. And then, last but not least, Patrick Perez. Here they come into the studio from the production team of the new movie, Say a Little Prayer. Here is actress Alma Martinez, director Patrick Perez, and producer Christina Nava. Here they are. Welcome.
Hello.
To StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Tyrone.
Thank you.
And ladies.
Wow. Thanks what for a having us.
That was a nice trip.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we had to do it up for you guys, you know?
Thank you.
So we all make you feel special. Again, so welcome again, the production team of Say a Little Prayer, Alma Martinez, Patrick Perez, and Christina Nava. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, cool.
Pleasure.
Well, cool. We'll see. Great to see some of you guys back that I haven't seen for a while. And then great to meet you, Alma.
Pleasure's mine.
Because we go back, I don't know how long ago. Was this after
year,
pre-pandemic? No.
It was during.
Was it?
Yeah.
Like right after kind of
right,
the pandemic.
Yeah, right after. Shot that last one during the pandemic.
That's right.
Because there was nobody on the streets.
That's right. I remember. Yeah, because I remember you guys had the, you know, you guys when you did the little, like the Q&A afterwards and you guys right. were talking about, that's right. Yeah. I forgot. That's,
yeah.
That's, that was a bit, but it feels like yesterday sometimes. But that's awesome. So again, welcome guys, and it's cool to have you guys. So we're going to talk about your new movie, which is out on video on demand and Amazon Prime and Apple TV, which is called Say a Little Prayer. So what we want to do, I don't know, did your people talk to my people? Just get the memo. The memo.
Yes. Yes.
What we want to do, we want to start off with, we want the audience, if not fans already, want to get to know you guys and hopefully you know, become even more fans or even just want to start to follow you guys and also support you guys' stuff. So what we want to start off with is very hard-hitting question. We're going to start off with Alma, and then and it'll go easier from there. Okay, so here's a hard-hitting question. Ready?
Here we go. I'm ready for it.
Okay, Alma Martinez, one of the stars of Save a Little Prayer. Say a Little Prayer. We want to start off with a hard-hitting question. The hard-hitting question is, were you born and raised?
Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh. I was born in, okay, ready for this? Mm-hmm. Monclova, mm-hmm. the state of Coahuila, Mexico.
Wow, okay. And Christina Nava, producer of Say a Little Prayer, where are you born and raised?
I was born here in Los Angeles, raised in Los Angeles, and I'm a OG.
Awesome. And last but not least, director Patrick Perez. Where are you born and raised?
I was born in East LA and raised in Hacienda Heights, California.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we got some natives out here. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, did you know, Alma, did you know growing up that you wanted to be an actress or in showbiz or the entertainment industry?
Oh, no. I was born in Monclova, Coahuila, but my parents immigrated when I was like 3 months old. So lived in Waukegan, Illinois, raised in Pico Rivera, Southern California. No, did not. Didn't have anybody in the industry in my family. I'm also first-gen college, so it was all really new, the culture, you know, when we immigrated here. So it was not on the dream spectrum radar at all.
So when was the point that you decided to get in then, if you know, or you didn't have that background, so was there a point in...
Well, you know, okay, this is, I'll try to make it short. High school, I was trying everything. I blossomed and was trying everything. I was in every club, so ready for this? My high school drama teacher was Squire Friedel.
Wow.
And I was 15 years old, and I took a class, incredibly shy. He was my drama teacher for a couple of years. He went on, he left, and he was an actor, Ronald McDonald.
Oh, I know. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
I was wondering, why is it? Because I did a commercial years ago. Uh-huh. It was like one of those infomercial ones about, and then I remember him telling me that he was like, I was like, why does the name sound familiar? And then he says, oh, and he signed me some, he didn't have the makeup on.
It
had nothing to do with, the commercial had nothing to do with Ronald McDonald, but he did tell me,
yes,
like he was the Ronald McDonald. And
he
then,
was.
Then he gave me a picture of him with a,
it is fascinating.
That's crazy. I was like, why do I know that name?
He was it for like 20 years, and then he became the Toyota spokesperson. So he wrote, I guess, the best-selling book on commercials, because he's got it all covered. But the funny thing is, he told me about Ron. They can't speak. You can't tell anyone your name, and you can never be in public, he said, without your makeup.
Wow.
So they're very secret, not unlike Disney, I heard, too. You know what I mean? As far as the characters can never speak, and so it's about this branding. And so that was my high school drama teacher.
Wow, that's crazy. So yeah, this is years after he did the commercial. But I remember, absolutely. That's awesome. Because I was like, why do I know that name, Squire? Because that's a unique name. And I go, Squire Fidel?
Yes.
So cool. And then let's move on to Christina Nava, producer of Say a Little Prayer. Did you know growing up that you wanted to be in showbiz or entertainment industry or a producer?
I didn't know that I wanted to, but I definitely loved, for example, sitcoms. Mm. I assimilated watching sitcoms, and you know, back when the Cosby Show,
okay,
before the creepiness, I really loved that show, and I wanted to be like that family, you know, so I didn't really know. But then, much like Alma, in high school, I took a drama class, and I think many of us begin as actors, and Patrick and I talk about that a lot. And then, so I got the bug, but I had to do this as a hobby because my father wanted me to be a doctor or a lawyer or something that would make money for sure. And so I kept it as a hobby for a really long time. And it wasn't until I was in my 30s that I kind of switched over to television and started writing because I wasn't seeing roles for myself.
Correct.
And then I produced my first short film, which is actually Patrick's thesis film in college, and I wrote that one as well. And so from there, we created Migrant Filmworks Inc. And back then, we had an LLC. We had to learn the ropes, and we started making movies together.
That's awesome.
And so we've just kind of been paving our own path for the last 17 years that we've been together. And six movies later.
Wow, that's
three
awesome.
Children. Here we are.
Wow, that's awesome. And then last but not least, Patrick Perez. Now, I know the full version is Patrick Perez Vidari, right?
Yeah.
But for now, we're going to say Patrick Perez, add your blessing. Yeah. And that's it. Did you know growing up that you wanted to be in showbiz, whether it's an entertainment director, producer?
Yes.
Oh,
I did. Unlike my beautiful co-hosts over here, co-guests over here. Yeah, I did, actually. I loved, from the first time I got on stage when I was like 9 years old or 10 years old. And the funny story for me is that I was going to school in Hacienda Heights, California, Grazit Elementary. And going to my school was Stacey Ferguson, who's now known as Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas, right? And so Fergie was on stage, and I was the MC of the talent show, and Fergie's agent was sitting next to my mom, and she said, that boy ought to be in show business, you know?
Wow.
And so they gave us the number of a manager and acting coach and stuff, and I started going to acting school when I was like 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
And so I was in drama all through elementary, high school, college, and much like Christina, like I quickly transitioned after college into writing, directing. I love acting. I'm still feel like I'm kind of an actor's director.
Correct.
That's kind of my favorite part of directing, is the part where you're working with the actors and bringing out the best of that, of the scene. But yeah, I knew from early on that I wanted to try this. And I thought, you know, I wasn't sure I could make it, and I thought I'd give it a couple years. And like Christina said, it's been a couple decades. So.
Wow, that's awesome. And then so back to Alma Martinez, one of the stars of Say a Little Prayer. You know, you notice I'm saying this title over and over again.
It's please, like
people,
please
will,
do.
People will be ingrained by the end of the show. What's who were your inspirations as an actress then? When, you know, I know you didn't have the background, so to speak, but then was there someone, an actor or actress that inspired you to then get into the business?
You know, when I was growing up, my parents, monolingual, monocultural, so our going to the movies, they would drop us off at the Garmar Theater on Whittier Boulevard in Montebello for a double feature of Elvis Presley and whatever else was playing. But we would go to the Million Dollar. So the Million Dollar movie brought a lot of movies and movies from Mexico.
Wow.
So as a little kid, going to the movies was Maria Felix, Jorge Negrete, Pedro Infante, Dolores del Rio. And they would have this whole afternoon of not just the movie, but they would have comedians, magicians, acrobats. So it was a whole variedad, as they called it. I remember thinking even a horse on stage. Then they would do a bingo loteria, and they sold Mexican candy in the popcorn stand and hot Mexican hot dogs. So that's how my first exposure to film.
Wow.
And movie stars, per se. And then, of course, I would go to, again, the Del Mar, those kind of Elvis Presley, that kind of thing, Garmar Theater, excuse me. But yeah, so it was a kind of mixture of cultures. I think not really until I got into high school, I learned how to drive. I didn't have to share the TV with my five brothers and sisters and my parents. So yeah.
Now, was your favorite actor, actress?
You know, back in the day, you know, I could, Maria Felix, okay. I have to tell you, just the power of that woman on the screen, I remember that like so vividly.
Awesome.
As a young girl.
And Christina Nava, producer of Say a Little Prayer, which is now out on video on demand, Amazon Prime, and Apple TV.
Thank you.
Did you have an inspiration, per se, whether it's a producer or anyone in showbiz? That
I did. And first of all, I like how you get breathy when you like say a little prayer.
Well, it's so dramatic.
I love it. You get very dramatic. I wanted to be a writer. And when I was watching these sitcoms, I love the acting, but I did want to be a writer. And growing up, I think if I had to choose someone who I was really inspired by was John Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
And Cameron Crowe. Yes. Yeah. Those two, I mean, I loved all the movies of the 90s, those rom-coms, teen rom-coms now. And so I think that some of the as a writer, some of the things I write about tend to be with that kind of style.
Yeah.
And as a producer, I ended up producing because I had to, because I didn't go to film school. I learned on my own, and so it was sort of like going through the back door, yeah, of Hollywood. And so in order to get the movies that I wanted to see on the screen made, I had to collaborate with people and find the village and make the movies on our own. So we have been doing that for 15 years, and so I was inspired by these, but I produced movies because I had to.
Yeah.
But I think first and foremost, I see myself as a writer,
yeah,
and then a producer. But I gravitate as a producer, like we did with Nancy de los Santos' film. She's the writer of Say a Little Prayer. I gravitate to movies that have heart, you know. And so that we saw that in Say a Little Prayer. I know I definitely did. And I wanted to work with Nancy de los Santos. But who, if I had to say, she's inspiring.
That's awesome.
You know, I was 20 years ago, when I was starting to try to make it into a Hollywood, I heard her name, you know, and there was just something that stood out about her. Like the name stood out. And it was interesting that we came together like 20 years later to work together.
That's awesome.
You know how you have those moments, yeah, where like there's just something, like something will stand, it's hypersensitive. Yeah. Like her name would pop in and out, and I was always like, really gravitating towards her and watching her work and stuff like that. So.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Patrick Perez, director of Say a Little Prayer, which is now out on video on demand, Amazon Prime and Apple TV. Who was your inspiration getting into either, you know, being the director or filmmaker?
Well, back when I was acting, I loved Daniel Day-Lewis was kind of my acting hero. I had a picture of him on my wall in college. You know, any role that he acts in, is he gives complete abandon. His 100% of his soul and his being is wrapped up in that character. Mm-hmm. And so he was exactly the kind of actor that I, if you know, that I admire and I wish I was wanted to be. But and when I became a director, I my favorite director that I just was completely inspired by similar reasons is Akira Kurosawa.
Okay, yeah.
Who's a Japanese, famous Japanese director. But, you know, all of his films are so deeply human. They're so, show the different sides of humanity that, you know, both the tragedy and the comedy, you know, all his films have both sides of everything. It's never just like a superhero movie, which is, you know, just so black and white. This is more like all the gray areas, all the nuance, all the humanity is there. And so that's what I like to, you know, I still strive for that in my work, is showing the different sides of human nature, the different faces of you know, something, a side of someone that you haven't seen before. You know, it's like, or something you don't expect from somebody. You know, you meet somebody and you think, oh, I think I know this type of person, but they're always going to surprise you. And that's what I like about this director, you know, and I try to do that in my work as well.
Awesome. Well, the last question before we cut to music break, Alma Perez, back to you here. So when was the point that you felt that, not necessarily that you made it, but when did you say, this is the career, I think I'm gonna, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my rest of my life? Was there a point in your career where you're just like, okay, you got something that you're like, okay, I think I'm going to be fine doing this if I can?
Yeah, Zoot Suit.
Zoot Suit.
1978, Luis Valdez, I had just done a tour with his theater company up north, which is, El Teatro Campesino is one of the most important political theater companies of the 60s, 70s. And I had done a one-year contract in Europe, U.S., and Luis saw me and said, would you like to audition for this new play? And I said, well, sure. I'd never worked in the business before. And he cast me in the romantic lead in Della. I did it at the Aquarius Theater when it moved to the Aquarius. Then I did the film. And that was like the Hamilton of our day. It was like outrageous. And I had never, ever acted or been in Hollywood. And I said, if this is professional acting, I think I'm going to like this.
Well, and you've been around. Since you're going back from not the Zoot Suit, but I'm going back here, Whiz Kids. On CBS. I still remember that.
Absolutely.
St. Elsewhere, which Denzel Washington starred in as well. I mean, you have a plethora of... So was the Zoot Suit, that was it? And you're like, I'm going to do this. Dad, I'm fine. I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
That was the first time my parents said, maybe you can become an actor.
Yeah.
I was like, it was like most of us, you know, can you do anything else? No, well, I tried.
Yeah.
But I always gravitated. And again, Zoot Suit is the one that just raised the bar for the kind of things I can expect in LA, which was people, you know, like these that I'm with right now in the films we're doing, because that opened a whole door to a world that I'd never seen as an actor. I found a place, a home, a heart, talking about heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a community. So never looked back after that.
And Christina Nava, what was the project or something that you were working on that you just said, I think I'm going to be okay. I think this is definitely I want to just do for the rest of my life and nothing else.
Well, I went into teaching for a stint there. And I really was running from my God-given gift of writing and producing. You know, it's not a very secure business.
Correct.
And that's that fear I inherited from my parents, who are immigrants from Mexico. And so, you know, you don't want to disappoint them. So that voice was definitely like looming for a very long time. And but I, you know, I tried to run away and get into education, and then I abandoned it, and I got my master's in education. Wow. I was going to be a principal, and so I kept coming back, and so I just finally surrendered. And I think it was In Other Words, the movie that we did. It's a romantic comedy currently out on Tubi, but we were doing that, and it's hard work, the producing, but I loved every second of it, and I. You know, I talked to Patrick Perez Vidaurri, my husband, and I said, you know, I can't go back anymore. It was summer. I can't do this. And it was really just doing the work and loving it. And it is, again, it is really hard, long hours, and it doesn't feel like work. Yeah. You know, it just, and so it was really that movie, in other words, that we did, that I had so much fun doing. We had like two nickels to make it.
Yeah.
And and Patrick, you know, we support each other, and he said, just don't go back. Let's do this. You know, I will support you. And so I quit my, you know, my teaching job, and proceeded to find my way through. And
that's awesome.
And
she had the insurance, man. Like,
yeah, the health
that was
insurance.
The secure job. You know what I mean? That was the one that was like,
yeah.
I had the crazy job. I was like in and out of film and television, and she had the security. And then she's like, "I'm out. I'm not doing this anymore." So we just kind of jumped off the cliff, and we're like, "Okay, let's see
without
what happens." You know, yeah, let's
without
see what happens.
Before I get to that, to you, Patrick, but what was it about? Let's say Patrick, how did you guys meet? Because if you were in education and he was in film, was it that you guys meet on a set, or did you guys? How did you?
So originally, we met in an after-school program. I was teaching theater, yeah. and he was teaching film.
Awesome.
And there were no sparks. So then 4 years later, he was on a radio show called the Pocho Hour of Power as a host, a radio host. And I was there. I was doing a one-woman show because it was my hobby, as you mentioned. And I was promoting it. I was touring it around. And he was one of the hosts.
Yeah.
And so by then, we were both single, and sparks flew. And we, like 8 months later, he proposed marriage.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Here we go. That's awesome.
In under a year, we got engaged. We produced a short film, and I mean, we were moving at speed lightning.
That's awesome. That's well, so finally, nice. Before we get to the music break, Patrick Perez, director of Say a Little Prayer, which is now on a video on demand, Amazon Prime and Apple TV. When was that point in your life or in your career that you're like, this is it? This is, or is there a project that you worked on that's like, this is what I got to do for the duration of my life, so to speak?
No, I mean, it's hard for me to say because I've been making short films and doing odd jobs and, you know, editing, producing, writing in television, just doing anything I could to support myself and my family. It's just been such a grind. Anyone who thinks it's a glamorous or easy career to get into, it just isn't. You know, it's like you really have to be passionate about this and really have to believe in yourself, you know, because you get rejection and you get criticism and you get everything. You know, a lot of negative, everybody wants to do it. So much competition. So, I guess once I went to film school, I got a job in television at My Network TV, and I was like, okay, I could do this. I could get the work. I could make a paycheck. And that was about the time I met Christina, actually. And I was a producer. I was driving a BMW. About a week later, that job ended. So when she met me, I seemed like a super successful television producer. But a couple weeks later, I was unemployed. You know, so. but it wasn't until, like she's saying, until we met and started and actually like got married, that we really got serious about this. I was going to go back. I got this job. Quick story. I got a job for Will Ferrell.
Okay.
He did a job in Spanish called Casa de mi Padre, and I translated that script from English into Spanish, and I taught Will Ferrell Spanish. And when that job ended, and that was a blast, by the way, when that job ended, I had to go back to my boring old television job, and Christina, and they didn't want to give me a raise, and I had been there for like 2 years, and I was like, you guys, I need to make more money than this. They're like, we're not going to give you a raise. And Christina was like, don't go back, just like I told her. Don't go back. Let's make your movie. Let's make the movie you've been wanting to make. And so we had this money saved up to remodel a bathroom. And instead of remodeling the bathroom, we spent it on making this movie.
Wow.
And that's where my career as a director took off.
And what was that name of the movie?
Lola's Love Shack.
Lola's Love Shack. Is that out? That people go
check? It has been out. It's going to be out again. It's going to get re-released, remastered, re-released this year.
That's awesome.
And it's a classic at this point.
Yeah.
And can't wait to share it with everybody. It's called Lola's Love Shack. Look me up as a director, Patrick Perez Vidaurri, and you could see all my movies. And when Lola's Love Shack comes out, you could see that too.
That's awesome. Well, before we cut to the music break, since we just passed kind of Valentine's Day, and you guys seemed like have such a love for each other, Patrick, what was it about Christina that you were able, mm-hmm. that you could say to her right now publicly that you say why you what was it about her that you fell in love with? Just since it's kind of
I mean beautiful, intelligent, you know, those two things mainly, you know, like she says when she walked into the studio and I was like, Christina Nava, have you been? She's like, Patrick, you're on the show. And we just looked at each other's eyes and it was like, okay, I got to date this girl. You know, she was gorgeous and so intelligent and so driven and so creative. And I thought, like, it's so rare to meet a woman with these qualities. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to marry her.
Wow. And Christina, again, since we're in the Valentine's Day, so to speak, time period, what was it about Patrick for you? Like, that second time you guys met, was it just, what sparkled?
It helps that he was very handsome. It helps. But also, we were, we went out right after that radio show. And, you know, his family, we were very similar. We had very similar families. He's super smart, very driven as well. But he was in film and he was doing it for a living. And I really love that he was actually in that world. You know, and I admired him for that drive, that knowing that it was so hard.
Yeah.
And so that passion really also, coupled with everything I mentioned, really drew me to him. And I was looking for like a partner, not just in life, but also to support each other in that passion. And I think we did that like almost immediately.
That's awesome. You know? Well, I'm hoping the audience falls in love with that story. Hence, then they'll see the movie Say a Little Prayer. See, captured people's hearts there. So what we're going to do, we're going to cut to music break. Then we're going to get to the nitty-gritty. We're going to talk more about actually Say a Little Prayer, which is now out on video on demand, Amazon Prime and Apple TV. So we're going to cut to a song here. And then really quickly, social medias, websites, all that kind of good stuff before we cut to the song. Obviously, we're going to promote it a little bit more. Anything that Alma Martinez, any social medias for you?
I don't think I understand the question.
Oh, do you have any social medias or anything? Or like Instagram or Facebook or anything?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I have to hire someone to do that for me. Yes. The Facebook, Instagram, and what else is there out there?
Twitter, all that. Or no, X, but how do they get you? Let's say, is it at Alma Martinez or no?
Alma Martinez Official.
Okay, awesome. How about yourself, Christina?
No. You can find me at I am Christina Nava. There's no H in my name. C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. And then Facebook, Christina Nava. And Say a Little Prayer is at Say a Little Prayer, the film. I confuse it with the movie. But Say a Little Prayer, film. Awesome.
Yeah, it's on Say a Little Prayer, film is on Instagram and TikTok. So look it up there. And you could on Instagram, I'm at Pat Perez World. And yeah.
All right. So, and then, so what we're going to do, we're going to cut through the song and then we'll be back more to talk in depth about the movie Say a Little Prayer. So here we go. Again, we're going to come back with Alma Martinez, Patrick Perez, and Christina Nava. So here's this song. We're going to play it. Let me see which one I want to play here today because I want to try to go in the theme, but if not, this will be Liza Jane. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Liza Jane. Well, actually, you know, we'll play one of Liza Jane's music here. Liza Jane, this is Carry On, and we'll be back more here with the production team of Say a Little Prayer. Again, this is Liza Jane with Carry On, and we'll be right back. Here we go. Liza Jane.
Let's do it.
Okay. Oh, wait, you did the hosting too, so you could introduce this. anyway, you could actually go, you could say Liza Jane, and the song is called Carry On.
I'm just co-hosting now, so.
Okay, so here we go. Liza Jane with Carry On, and we'll be back more. Here we go.
Yeah. All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
So you think that you know me, ooh. But there's so much you can't see, ooh. All these ideas you've conceived, ooh. Why don't you just let me be? Carry on, carry on, I don't care.
You go this way, I'll go that way.
Carry on, headed somewhere.
I won't change if you tell me.
Carry on, carry on. Tell me who I am and where I'm from. Already know who I am, I don't need your opinions, please. Sorry, ain't sorry, you ain't getting my apologies.
Let me tell you what the business is, yeah. Why you hating on this? Went from dead broke to owning businesses. Now she on my back like the fast. Now she big mad, no bags. Had her in a mansion in the valley, yeah. Never been the type to talk about my past life. I gave you love and introduced you to the fast life. Claiming I can't do better, that's a pipe dream. Now you with the wrong team, living with your fake dream.
That was Liza Jane, and the song was Carry On. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied there. But if you really like that song, support her. Her name is Liza Jane, L-I-Z-A-J-A-N-E, and the song's called Carry On. Check her out on social medias, all that kind of good stuff. I believe she's herself on Spotify, I believe, and all that kind of good stuff. But check out Liza Jane. Again, the song's called Carry On. Let me know what you think, or support her as well. Her music's out there. All right, and she was an awesome guest on the show as well, so we always like to support our guests as well and independent artists. So again, Liza Jane with Carry On. All right, we're back here in the studio with the production team from the new movie Say a Little Prayer, which is now out on video on demand, Amazon Prime and Apple TV. Welcome back. We got actress Alma Martinez. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Director Patrick Perez.
What's up?
And last but not least, producer Christina Nava. Welcome back.
Hello.
So now let's talk about this new movie, Say a Little Prayer. So let's talk about, like, what's the movie about and what inspired you guys to get involved? Maybe who would be best to talk what the movie's about?
Well, the movie's about three friends who recite a prayer to Saint Anthony, also known as San Antonio. And it takes place in San Antonio, Texas. And they say this prayer because the grandmother wants these girls to be married, and they're in their 30s, and she's like, why aren't you not married? They don't really want to say the prayer, but they do, and strange men come into their lives. Not strange in a yeah. weird way, but unknown men come and upset the balance of their lives. And so the movie stars multi-platinum superstar Luis Fonsi, who's best known for the movie Despacito, which has been viewed 8 billion times on YouTube. And also stars Jackie Cruz from Orange is the New Black, mm-hmm. Vivian Lamoli from all kinds of stuff. And
Vanessa, East Los High.
East Los yeah. High. Vanessa Vasquez from yeah. Divorce Bait.
Yeah, so you know Vanessa. Yeah, I know Vanessa. Different. Yeah. What's up, Vanessa Vasquez? Yep.
So that's what it's about.
Awesome. And then I know you had mentioned, Christina, about it's written by Nancy de los Santos Teresa.
Yes, Nancy de los Santos is the writer. She's wonderful.
And is this something that is this something that came up to you guys, a project that just you guys got together to talk about? Like, how did this come about for you as a producer?
So Nancy de los Santos had been seeing what we were up to on social media, and she was like, "How are these people funding their movies?" And so she reached out to me. She private messaged me, and she's like, "Can I take you out for coffee and talk to you about my project?" So that was in January of 2022.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we met at Bob's Big Boy. And
oh, right here?
Yeah.
That's my spot right there. Right?
Oh, my God. Love that. And yeah, from there, she didn't ask me to be her producer. She took a little notepad and she looked at me and said, you know, I've been trying to make this movie. She tells me about this army of people behind her waiting to support. And she said, can you let me know how to produce my movie? And she opens her little notepad and is about to like just write down my, and I'm thinking, what is she waiting for? My 10-step process. Yeah. I don't even know where to begin. And so, you know, I had been wanting to work with her, and I reached over and I grabbed her hand, and she looked up and I said, Nancy, do you want me to produce your movie? And she just started bawling. Yes, I would never ask you. So then I came home and I told Patrick, I said, okay, so we're producing Nancy's movie.
And I said, good.
He was like, absolutely.
He's
like, absolutely.
I love Nancy, and I hadn't read it yet, but I read the script and I thought, this is really good. I would love to produce this.
Wow. So the script was already there.
Well, wow. Nancy had been, I guess, like about 20 years before, it had been a short, I think it was a short play.
Yeah.
And it was part of the Equinox, I think, festival in France through HBO, and it won an award. And Delia Ephron was the one who...
Nora Ephron's sister.
Delia Ephron told, you know, gave her notes and said, this is a really, really beautiful perspective and, you know, of a world we haven't really seen and a culture we haven't seen. So Nancy developed it and I think the story goes, as Nancy's grandmother is the one who, it's based on a real story that who you know, Nancy was a producer. She was, you know, doing great things, but her grandmother calls her over and says, your husband is lost. And she hands her the prayer. And while, you know, Nancy threw that away, I think she thought, what a great story. And so she turned that story into a screenplay. And, but she had a lot of trouble getting it made. She pitched
it. Just because, you know, it's a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
And it takes place in Texas. It's about the Tejano kind of like Tex-Mex kind of vibe. And people just couldn't wrap their heads around it. Like, where does this fit? You know, in a Hollywood structure, where does this fit? You know, so maybe it doesn't fit in a Hollywood structure. Maybe it fits in an independent film.
Right.
You know, and that's where it came to life.
That's awesome.
With our production company.
That is awesome. And Alma Martinez, what is your character? Tell the audience the name of your character.
I'm one of the primas. I'm Prima Josie, Cousin Josie.
And what was it like working on this particular movie for you? Like, have you got to work together before?
No, this is the first time.
Wow.
No, I'd been in the industry, obviously, a very long time, but the very first time. Now, mine is an unusual situation. I was already doing another film in Florida, another independent film, and Nancy called me and said, they already started production. And she said, well, we had to let one of the actresses go. Can you be here in 48 hours?
Wow.
and do a few scenes? And I said, okay, well, I just got here to Florida. And I talked to my director. She goes, we'll work around you. Just be back in 48, be back in 3 days.
Wow.
So I got the script and I contacted my scene partner. I have a strong acting theater background.
Yeah.
And I called her. I think we Zoomed. And I knew the timing and the pacing was very important. Who's underneath? Who's on top? Who's, you know, the straight man and who's the lead? And so we practiced and rehearsed and we added on Zoom. So by the time I got to the set, I guess within 48 hours, we were waiting. We had makeup. We rehearsed it. Then I went on the set and we shot, I think, in one day.
Wow.
All my scenes in one day. Yeah. And I flew out the next day and then was there a few weeks in Florida.
Full pro there. Full pro.
Alma is a pro. Yeah, I mean,
absolutely nailed it.
Oh, man.
You know, if you watch the film, they're some of the favorite characters. Alma and her scene partner are some of the favorite characters in this film. They're just so lovable and memorable and you know, just so lively. Great job, Alma.
And if I can just add that, I'm 72, been around for a very long time, and roles like this, they're not there, Tyrone. Mm. They're just not there. So when they said this, I go, yes. So again, it was wonderful working on this film, and I loved it.
And since they're here in front of you, not to put you on the spot, but what was it like working with Patrick Perez and Christina Nava as a production
team? Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, I mean, it's absolutely professional set, for sure. You know what I mean? And they knew who to call. Again, everything was wonderful. And Patrick's an actor's director.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the beautiful thing. So he said, this is what we need. And I basically said, what are my parameters? Where's the camera angle? How far can I move left and right? So I got all that. And then we got it all out in, I guess, the one day I was there. You know, it was great. It was absolutely great.
So, Patrick, as a director, what would you like the takeaway for when people watch this movie? Do you just want to have a fun time? What would you think as a director where you're like, I want people, hopefully they just walk away thinking this or whatever?
Well, I hope people walk away with a different perspective about, or, you know, learning something new about Texan culture, you know, about this kind of Tex-Mex world that it takes place in San Antonio, Texas. I hope it lets you see people, you know, in a beautiful light, you know, people maybe you didn't know before, you'll get to know them now.
What about yourself, Christina Nava, as a producer, what would you like the people to take away watching this, or why should they check it out?
I think that I would like people to walk away with the not forgetting that sometimes we have to surrender to prayer or something bigger than us. And this has a really beautiful message about that. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with religion, you know, even though it's St. Anthony, but that idea that sometimes we have to surrender to something bigger than us.
Gotcha. Awesome. Well, it's inspiring that you guys did this film, and the show's about inspiring others. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages could you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you guys do or follow their dreams in general? We'll start with you, Alma Martinez. What inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone that wants to maybe be an actress?
It's about knowing this is what you want to do and persistence. Just don't give up. I became I got a PhD from Stanford when I was 40 years old because I had to support myself, but I always did theater. So my doctorate is in theater. So consequently, what I'm saying is I just stayed in it and stayed in it, and I've been able to balance it. And persistence. You have to know what you want and go after what you want, and persistence.
Awesome. And Christina Nava, producer of Say a Little Prayer, what inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there?
Find your community, because this is something you cannot do alone.
Yeah.
Find your community, respect those that are in your community, and make allies. And now with like technology, you can shoot as much as you can. You know, find someone who has a camera, find, you know, and like-minded people, and support each other. Because the people that you begin with in the beginning, you know, when you start, are probably, if they persist, will be there 20 years later, 15 years later, and you're, you know, it's really nice to watch each other come into your own.
Awesome. Yeah. And last but not least, director of Say a Little Prayer, Patrick Perez. What words of wisdom or inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do, become a director, filmmaker, producer, or just follow their dreams in general?
I feel like it's important for people who want to get into the film industry or whatever your dream is in life to understand that, you know, if you're going to want to be a director or an actor or a writer or a producer or a star or whatever, it's not a linear path. You're not going to get to, you know, it's one in a million gets to be the star on their first movie or gets to be the director when they're 20 something years old. It's really a crooked path. So you have to keep your eyes on the prize, but accept the deviations. So, you know, you may have to, you know, you could be in the industry working as a makeup artist or an editor or a gaffer or a grip, and you start to learn. And so you have to learn a little bit along the way and always with your eye on the ultimate goal and trying to get back to that ultimate goal. So if you can get near your dream, that's great. That's a step in the right direction. You don't have to be at the exact place you want to get to. But you just keep your eye on that and keep aiming towards that North Star, and stay in the vicinity, and you'll get there one day. Just put one foot in front of the other. Trust the process. Do the work. Treat people kindly, because so many people are just elbowing each other out of the way to try to get to success. Correct. And we're not the rest of us aren't going anywhere. We remember those people who were jerks to us on the way up, and the tables may turn. One day you may be in the position to give someone else an opportunity, and the way you treat people counts.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you all. Best of luck with this movie. God bless you guys. Again, how could check out the movie one more time? Or social media is one more time. Alma Martinez.
Alma Martinez Official, almamartinez.com.
Okay.
On Facebook.
And Christina Nava.
I am Christina Nava. There's no H in my name. And then also for the movie, Say a Little Prayer Film.
Okay. And last but not least, Patrick Perez.
I'm at Pat Perez World on Instagram. But check out Say a Little Prayer Film on Instagram. And you could look me up on IMDb Pro or IMDb Patrick Perez Vidaury. Awesome. Check out all my films.
Awesome. And go to, wait, was it Lola's Love? Was it
Lola's Love Shack. Lola. Divorce Bait. Say a Little Prayer. And many more.
But so again,
in other words.
And so they could check out Say a Little Prayer one more time. Where? Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. So you could rent or buy it now on Amazon Prime and Apple TV.
Awesome.
Please do. And leave a review if you like it, because right now we're at 99% audience rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Congratulations.
People are loving it. So that's please awesome. Check it out. Leave a review. Help us become a fan and
support
we
indie
love you
filmmakers.
All right. Well, again, thank you guys all. Again, check out Say a Little Prayer out there. God bless you guys all. Best of luck with all that you do.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you guys. And I'd like to leave off my show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.